My hospital stay would have cost $25,000, but with VA healthcare, it's free.
My education would have cost $42,000, but with VA benefits, my books, tuition, and housing are all covered.
The down payment for my home would have been $74,000, but with my VA home loan, my down payment was zero. My service was then. My benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
When I was trying to get out and back in, I start to see the little clips on the bottom too that it will screenshot. And oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. You're in the middle of, I could tell it was during one of the really gruesome parts because your face was so serious. And I'm over on the other side looking like fucking Mr. Bill.
The screenshots never do us any justice from Riverside. Anytime we go in or out, it's never good.
Man, cameras in general don't just do this justice. I mean, I'm nothing to look at.
Recently, I have made it a point to try to add the most ridiculous contact photos for people so that whenever I get a text message or a phone call from someone, it's just right there covering my screen and it's hilarious.
I love that.
But Amber was like, here's the one I want you to use for me. And it's when we were in New Orleans. I don't know if I can show you. I got to figure out how to get it to you. But I'm in New Orleans and we're having beignets, okay?
Yo, yeah.
So someone takes a picture of her having her beignet and I'm in the background of a giant beignet and my mouth whole and open. It's so bad.
Oh, damn.
It's awesome. I have to find it. Okay. I don't know if you can see this.
Love it. I love it so much.
Now, yeah, that's my goal is I got to find the most embarrassing or silly photo of every person in my phone. I don't have one for you yet, but.
Ooh, won't take me long. I can find you one. I think there's one of, I think I was on the couch. This was years ago, so not that recent, but it was when I first moved here that summer. I was wearing shorts on the couch and Tyrion jumped on my hip.
Oh, no.
And it just, my face like, yeah, it was pretty funny. But I'll have to go through my shit and look for you. But trust me, it won't take long.
It's so silly.
That is awesome. I love it.
So listeners, I highly encourage you, looky-loos, freaky friends, deadly darlings, macabre hotties, to set your contact photo for the people you love as something truly ridiculous so that it will just brighten your day anytime you see it.
I love the idea. Now I gotta do that.
I could probably find one for you. I could send it to you. So that I look stupid.
Yeah. Do it. Yeah, it doesn't take long for me to look stupid. Now I'm obsessed. I gotta try to find you a good one.
I needed that after that last episode. Just needed to lighten the mood.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That was heavy. So heavy. Maybe I'll send you my sexy Union Jack outfit from when I worked at Ragstock.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Fake mustache, top hat, and British flag underwear.
Okay, yeah.
I'm wearing more than that, just so that's way out of context.
Listeners know.
Yeah, I'll have to post that.
Oh, shit. All right, here we go. We need a little palate cleanser from that last episode. Welcome back to Macabre, a dark history podcast, where we dig up the weirdest, darkest, and most mysterious stories that history tried to bury.
Yes.
My name is Hallie.
I'm Blair.
And today, Blair doesn't know what I'm covering, so she's hearing this for the first time. I'm going to bring you two bizarre events on this Hometown Macabre segment. Both of them are about strange things falling from the sky.
Well, this could either be funny or disgusting. Oh, I think
and
I know what one of them is.
I think you know where I'm going to start. It's going to be the Kentucky meat shower.
Yes, you have been talking about this for a while.
Yeah, for reasons that remain unsolved, unknown to this day, chunks of raw meat rained down from the sky in a small farm community in Kentucky. Yes, you heard that right. Meat from the sky. And no, I did not make this up. This was a real event that took place in Olympian Springs, Bath County, Kentucky. Because what weird stuff doesn't happen in Kentucky, if I'm being honest? And I love people from Kentucky, and I'm a Midwestern girl. It's my neighboring, one of my neighboring states. But yeah, weird shit happens there, but weird shit happens in Indiana, and weird shit definitely happens in Wisconsin. So I'm not making fun of anybody. It just is what it is.
Just join the club of weird.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Also, check out the books, the series of books called Weird US. They have a book for each state. And it documents all the weird folklore and legends and places to visit and all this cool stuff and weird oddities. Highly recommend.
Yes, they're really cool. You gifted me that book and it's so good.
I hope that you found it useful and maybe you can do a little road trip or something sometime.
Heck yes. I've been debating on a few of them for Patreon. Little morsels.
Little morsels. Perfect. I'll look forward to that. All right, back to the meat shower, to serious business. This was documented in the newspapers. Of course it fucking was. Mm-hmm. And to this day, nobody can explain it. So grab your umbrellas, preferably waterproof ones, because we're going to head back to 1876 to try to unravel the mystery of the Kentucky meat shower. So let's set the scene. It's March 3rd, 1876. We're in Bath County, Kentucky, a rural area filled with rolling hills, family farms, and tight-knit communities. The last episode we did, we know that life was simple, but it was also tough during these times. People farmed, raised livestock, and lived off the land more so than we do now, of course. Mm-hmm. But on this particular day, something truly macabre happened. Enter Mrs. Allen Crouch. She lived on a small farm with her husband and was outside on that fateful afternoon making soap, because that's what you did in 1876. When suddenly, plop, something lands beside her, then another and another. And before she knows it, pieces of raw meat start falling from the sky like some kind of twisted biblical plague. She described the meat as being about the size of snowflakes. They're bloody and solid. Well, nothing you want to catch on the tip of your tongue. Just imagine that for a second. You're minding your own business, making soap, and out of nowhere, a piece of what looks like raw beef lands at your feet. And then another and another, and suddenly it's just raining chunks of meat. Fleshy flesh all over your yard. Mrs. Crouch was understandably horrified. She ran inside the house, likely screaming for her husband. According to the newspaper reports, the meat shower lasted for several minutes and covered an area of about 100 by 50 yards. Pretty big area.
Yeah, for 7 minutes?
That's a big pop-up shower, really, for 7 minutes, of meat.
Right?
7 minutes of meat.
Yeah.
When it finally stopped, she and her husband were left staring at pounds of raw flesh littered all over their property.
Can you imagine the smell?
Yeah. No. Yeah. It was March, so I guess it wasn't like in the middle of summer, so wasn't as bad, but still disgusting. Because who knows how long it had been, whatever, wherever it came from. But we'll get to that in a minute. So naturally, people were like, what the hell just happened? Now, here's where things get even weirder. Word about the meat shower spread quickly, of course, as you would expect, because not a lot of interesting things happen in small towns most times. And various neighbors and even scientists came to examine the mystery meat. Samples were sent out for analysis. A local hunter who was familiar with different types of wild game claimed that it looked like venison or mutton. But then things get even weirder. Some of the samples were analyzed by a scientist named Leopold Brandeis, who determined that the mystery meat was lung tissue from either a horse or a human. Yeah, let that sink in. Other scientists backed up the claim, saying that the samples were from various body parts to include lung tissue, muscular tissue, and even cartilage. So now we have a new question. Not just why it rained meat, but whose meat was it?
Yeah. And where did it come from? Like,
So let's talk theories, because people have been trying to figure this out for almost 150 years. The leading theory, the one that most scientists have been forced to settle on begrudgingly, is that it was the result of vulture vomit. That's right, vultures. Vultures are known for their charming defense mechanism. If you're unaware of what that is, it's really disgusting. If they feel threatened, they projectile vomit whatever they've eaten. Some researchers speculate that a group of vultures flying high overhead all decided to puke at once, which would explain why the meat was scattered over such a large area. But why wouldn't Mrs. Crouch have seen a flock of buzzards flying overhead? They would be hard to miss. Buzzards are big.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think they travel in huge groups.
No, because they're scavengers.
Exactly.
So they'd be fighting over the same stuff.
And I don't know how a big, huge group of birds would all puke at one time.
Yeah. And that leads to another question. Why were the meat chunks so diverse? Muscle, lung tissue, and cartilage? What exactly had the vultures been feasting on if that was the case?
Right.
And no one in the area reported seeing buzzards that particular day. So, don't know about that theory. Another more macabre theory that has been floating around is that there was a gruesome crime scene somewhere upwind. Some have speculated that a massacre had occurred and the remains were somehow lifted into the sky and dropped over Kentucky, which I can't even speculate how that would happen.
No,
that's because horror movie type stuff.
Yeah. And also, the only way I think that could happen is if there was a tornado.
Yeah.
Which, even then, I don't know if you'd be getting that.
Yeah.
In a very focused area afterwards.
Yeah. So what happened after? Despite the many theories, no one has ever officially solved the mystery of the Kentucky meat shower. It remains one of the weirdest, most unsettling events in American history. And fun fact, some people actually ate the mystery meat because people are gonna people, and there's always weirdos out there who are curious enough to test out their own theories. There was one crazy guy, a local hunter, reportedly tasted it and said it had the texture of lamb or venison. And if it was venison, then the buzzard theory makes more sense, because a dead deer would be like a common thing,
right,
in Kentucky.
Yeah.
And there are plenty of deer all over Kentucky at this time. It just doesn't make sense as to the quantity and
diversity.
Yeah.
First of all, I have another question. Did anybody get sick or die who ate said meat? Because
not that guy. He had a stomach of steel, apparently.
I don't know why my brain immediately went to, like, Whale Hotel.
Yeah, there was another. I was looking up stories and I was like, do I talk about the exploding whale in the Pacific Northwest? That whole thing. We'll save that for another
time. I've heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. That could be a drunk history episode. Yeah, it could be. I think Justin and Jay on Cryptids of the Corn, who we've collaborated with in the past. Actually, I think Justin just came out with a book too, but he has a theory about the sky creatures.
Hold that thought. Hold that.
All right. All
hold
right.
That thought for just a hot minute. So listeners, for the Kentucky meat shower, I want to know what your thoughts are. Do you think it was vulture vomit? Crazy, like, supernatural event maybe, or something even darker? Hit us up on our private Facebook group. Send us an email at thatssomacabre@gmail.com. Yeah. Find us. Tell us what you think, because we want to know.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. Carvana makes car buying easy. Isn't that right, hun? Dax?
Sorry. Did you know about this 7-day money-back guarantee?
A week to evaluate seat comfiness, you say?
A week of terrain tests? Yeah, I can test the brake pad resistance at variable speeds.
Make sure all the kids' stuff fits nicely.
Make sure our stuff fits nicely.
Oh, the...
Right. still need to buy the car. Getting ahead of ourselves here.
Buy your car with Carvana today.
The weirdness doesn't end there. I promised you I had two stories. So this one will be a little bit shorter, but we can talk theories on this one too. Our second story is the mystery of the Oakville blobs.
I've heard of this too.
Yeah. So this took place a little more in modern times. This was August 7th of 1994. Something truly bizarre happened in the small town of Oakville, Washington, which was a quiet rural community with just under 700 residents. Oakville was the last place you'd expect a science fiction horror story to unfold. But that morning, it rained, except it wasn't rain. Instead of water, strange, translucent, gelatinous blobs began falling from the sky, coating rooftops, fields, and streets in an eerie, sticky film. At first, residents were perplexed, but confusion soon turned into concern. The blobs weren't just odd, they were making people sick. Those who came in contact with the substance developed flu-like symptoms, including dizziness, nausea, difficulty breathing, and extreme fatigue. Even more disturbing, it affected the animals in the area. Several pets, unfortunately, fell gravely ill. In some cases, some of the pets and animals did die shortly after exposure. One of the first people to report the strange rainfall was a local police officer, David Lacey. He described driving through the town when his windshield was suddenly splattered with the gooey substance. Turning on his wipers only smeared the gelatinous blobs, making visibility worse. So what was this stuff and why was it falling from the sky? Local residents, alarmed by their symptoms and the unexplained substance, began collecting samples. Some were sent to a nearby hospital for analysis. Microbiologists who examined the blobs found something even more unsettling: human white blood cells. But why would human blood cells be in a mysterious skyborne jelly? Where did it come from? No one had answers, but of course, some theories started rolling in. Some people believe that the blobs were the result of military testing. The 1990s were rife with speculation about government experiments, and Oakville was situated near a military training site. A popular theory suggested that the Air Force had been conducting biological warfare testing, perhaps dropping the substance to study its effects on the unsuspecting population. The military, of course, denied any involvement. Another theory suggested that the blobs were remains of jellyfish. The idea was that a naval bomb testing could have been blasted out at sea, and the school of jellyfish got ejected up into the atmosphere, where the remains were carried inland by weather patterns. This is a very complex theory. However, scientists were quick to dismiss this, that there was no conclusive evidence that the blobs had any connection to marine life. Then there were more outlandish theories like aliens, government conspiracies, and some sort of supernatural phenomenon. Given the eerie nature of the event, it's easy to see why these explanations gained traction. There is a pretty compelling documentary about this story on Netflix called Files of the Unexplained that has a lot more information on the story. It's got some pretty compelling conspiracy style theories. That one of the cases was this guy who was really trying to figure this out. He was somehow connected to the government, the military, and he had some slides of this stuff, and those disappeared. Yeah. And his kids, this man has since passed away, but his grown adult kids had an interesting perspective on it. So I would say if you are interested in learning more about the story, go check out that documentary called Files of the Unexplained. You can watch it on Netflix.
Cool.
To this day, there is no definitive answer. The Oakville blobs remain one of the strangest unsolved mysteries of modern history. Over the years, the phenomenon faded into an urban legend, but for the residents who lived through it and got ill, had to be hospitalized, had their animals die, all those things, this is just something that is as fresh for them as it was back then. Mm-hmm. So what do you think? A freak accident of nature, a military experiment gone wrong, or something?
In this case, it sounds very familiar with a topic we just got done covering. And so I think that it could have been a military experiment. I really do.
Yeah, because we know all too well that no one is safe.
No.
From testing by the military.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and especially, oh, no, go ahead.
You go.
I was going to say, especially if they found white blood cell counts, it almost sounds like it was something where they were growing cultures and mutating things, and very similar to what we talked
about. The fact that so many people got sick, right? And
yes.
The flu-like symptoms and stuff. We mm-hmm. know that these military facilities do biological viral testing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think that's the most feasible to me. I don't think that the jellyfish blown up from the ocean. However, you did mention our friends over at Cryptids of the Corn, and I know this is a highly, what's the word I'm looking for?
Controversial
idea that's out really out there. But yeah, sorry to interrupt you earlier, but I thought this would be the perfect time for you to talk about that concept.
Yeah. And I unfortunately do not remember the name, but go check out Cryptids of the Corn podcast. They've been around for a long time, and we've been with them on their show before. Justin from the show actually just published a book about this topic, and I don't remember what he called the phenomenon, but basically it's this idea that in the upper atmosphere, there is so much water in that area that there could potentially be life up there. And that there's a theory that there's something called, I think it's manta rays is what he called
it. Sky mantas?
Yeah, sky mantas. And that they are carnivorous and they eat things, and that could potentially maybe be another theory for the meat shower, or even like the gelatinous blob situation. But it's a very new concept, and so it's a very interesting idea to wrap the brain around. But yeah,
this one I feel very strongly that it was some testing.
This one, definitely. The meat one, yeah, I could see maybe if there was something up in the sky, because that was definitely before planes. So there wasn't going to be any weird dropping of anything. But yeah, no, gelatinous blob shit, that was definitely, in my opinion, a military experiment.
Yeah, so listeners, curious on your thoughts.
Yeah.
But this was a short one today. Short and very weird. I encourage you to investigate these stories yourself. We'd love to hear your thoughts on that. But yeah, thanks for hanging out with us on another Hometown Macabre. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the show, leave us a review, and of course, feel free to join us over on the private Facebook group and Patreon if you want that extra juicy bonus content.
Heck yeah. There's a lot over there.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We aim to entertain. Uh-huh. We're a little more unfiltered and cover some different topics that we might not necessarily have on the main platforms.
Yeah.
It goes off the rails a little. But it's a good time.
It is a good time. Well, main show's a good time, too. But, oh, there's just something about
the cops after hours.
Yeah.
On that note, until next time, stay safe.
Yes.
Stay curious, stay creepy, and
be kind.
Maybe carry an umbrella with you, because you never know what might fall from the sky.
Yeah, and don't eat it.
Definitely don't eat
what falls from the sky.
Don't try to catch it on your tongue. Don't eat it.
Yeah, I'm the rain or the snow anymore. There's too much shit in the air.
Yeah. No.
Woof.
Gross.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you again soon.
Yeah.
Till then,
shock you later.
Shock you later. Bye.
Bye.